Listening, Part 3. Listen to a man and a woman talking about their holiday. Match the people, woman, man or both, to the opinions below. The first one has been done for you. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task.
Well, that's another holiday over and done with. I'm glad to be home again. It's nice to have a bit of peace and quiet.
Yeah. Who'd have thought there'd be that many people there? The whole point of us going in September was to try and avoid peak season.
We've been there several times now, and it's always been packed. Well, as far as I remember, anyway. What did you think of the new fitness room? It only opened a few days before we arrived.
It was always clean, which is pretty good considering how many people pass through there. But it was what it was. It had all the basic equipment. And what more does it really need?
I'd have thought that for such a busy resort, they could have given it more space. A couple of mornings when I got there, I had to turn around and leave again, as it was full. So that was a bit of a letdown.
What about the other changes? There's certainly more work to do, isn't there? I thought that the end of the building we were in could certainly have done with a bit of attention.
I think the new section's beautiful. They've done a great job there. Very nice, calming colours and so on. But the other bit hasn't been done up in ages, that's for sure.
Do you know what, though? It's perhaps because we've been to the resort so often, it sort of feels like home. And you can't fault the staff for their effort. They go out of their way to make sure that everyone has what they need and is having a good time.
That's what being in the service industry is all about, surely. As I see it, they're just doing their jobs. I wouldn't expect anything less.
I suppose. By the way, I've just checked our credit card statement. You might get a shock.
Oh, I don't mind overspending when we're on holiday. As long as we have a good time, that is.
I have no problem with us blowing our budget either. Occasionally, anyway. What I do mind is when the experience just isn't worth the expense. But we can hardly say that was the case on this occasion.
Well, it's back to normal on Monday. I can't say I'm thrilled at the thought of going back to work.
Me neither. Although hopefully we'll be able to get away for a week or so early next year.
I wonder if we should give fancy hotels a break and go for something completely different next time round. Like one of those apartment swap things. There's loads of information about it online, and a couple of the guys at work have done it.
And how did they get on?
Very well, actually. They could come and go as they pleased, and obviously they spent less on eating out.
It might be just the thing for us too, then. Anyway, we're just back from this holiday. So we have plenty of time to think about the next one.
We certainly do.
Now listen again.
Well, that's another holiday over and done with. I'm glad to be home again. It's nice to have a bit of peace and quiet.
Yeah. Who'd have thought there'd be that many people there? The whole point of us going in September was to try and avoid peak season.
We've been there several times now, and it's always been packed. Well, as far as I remember, anyway. What did you think of the new fitness room? It only opened a few days before we arrived.
It was always clean, which is pretty good considering how many people pass through there. But it was what it was. It had all the basic equipment. And what more does it really need?
I'd have thought that for such a busy resort, they could have given it more space. A couple of mornings when I got there, I had to turn around and leave again, as it was full. So that was a bit of a letdown.
What about the other changes? There's certainly more work to do, isn't there? I thought that the end of the building we were in could certainly have done with a bit of attention.
I think the news section's beautiful. They've done a great job there. Very nice, calming colours and so on. But the other bit hasn't been done up in ages, that's for sure.
Do you know what, though? It's perhaps because we've been to the resort so often, it sort of feels like home. And you can't fault the staff for their effort. They go out of their way to make sure that everyone has what they need and is having a good time.
That's what being in the service industry is all about, surely. As I see it, they're just doing their jobs. I wouldn't expect anything less.
I suppose. By the way, I've just checked our credit card statement. You might get a shock.
Oh, I don't mind overspending when we're on holiday. As long as we have a good time, that is.
I have no problem with us blowing our budget either. Occasionally, anyway. What I do mind is when the experience just isn't worth the expense. But we can hardly say that was the case on this occasion.
Well, it's back to normal on Monday. I can't say I'm thrilled at the thought of going back to work.
Me neither. Although hopefully we'll be able to get away for a week or so early next year.
I wonder if we should give fancy hotels a break and go for something completely different next time round. Like one of those apartment swap things. There's loads of information about it online, and a couple of the guys at work have done it.
And how did they get on?
Very well, actually. They could come and go as they pleased, and obviously they spent less on eating out.
It might be just the thing for us too, then. Anyway, we're just back from this holiday, so we have plenty of time to think about the next one.
We certainly do.